VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. VoiceTubers, my name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge. Yes, today's topic is about glue. When I was watching this video, this song came to my mind, and I know I just have to share it with you guys. If you don't mind, you should check out today's video and find out all things about glue. But before that, let's practice today's sentence. Ancient people used this glue, made from a mixture of animal bone and plant materials, to waterproof baskets and construct utensils. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. Ancient people used this glue, made from a mixture of animal bone and plant materials, to waterproof baskets and construct utensils. 好，接下来我们来看今天的 pronunciation tips。首先 ，ancient 这边的 c 发 s 的音 ，ancient。People used 这边的 used 讲者发 ed 发得很清楚，所以如果你觉得你不想要念得太快的话，你可以放慢，把 used 的那个 d 念完之后再接 this。那当然，如果你想要念快一点 ，used this 就可以连在一起。Used this glue made from a mixture. Mixture 你可以分两个字去念 ，mix 跟 ture mixture。A mixture of animal bone and plant materials. 这边的 materials 可以分音节念 a 念 a 的音，那 e 跟 i 都是念 e 的音，那最后再加上 a l l， 还有呢最后加上 s materials to waterproof. Waterproof 可以拆两个字去念 water 跟 proof。那 water 呢，有些人会把 t 发得很清楚。那如果你念得快，你也可以把 t 把它变成比较像 d 的音，会念得比较快。Waterproof。再来 baskets 可以分音节念 a 念大的 a 的音，那 e 是短的 a 的音。baskets。再来 baskets and construct 后面那个 u 呢是念 a 的音 construct。再来 utensils 比较少见，它是一个少见的单字。utensils 可以分音节念 u 直接发 u 的音，那 t n 就跟数字那个 ten 一样 u ten， 最后呢那个 i 念 a 的音 utensils 不要忘记加 s utensils。好，再来我们把这句话再来念一遍。Ancient people used this glue, made from a mixture of animal bone and plant materials, to waterproof baskets and construct utensils. Okay, guys, now it's time for today's vocabulary. The first vocabulary of the day is ancient. Ancient. Ancient 是形容词，意思是古代的、古老的或是年代久远的。For example, why don't you get a smartphone? Your Nokia flip phone is ancient. 你为什么不换只智慧型手机呢？你的 Nokia 翻盖式手机已经是古代的了。不知道有没有人记得，或者是甚至曾经有过 Nokia 的翻盖式手机。现在已经很少见了。再来，我们来看下一个单字 ，mixture。mixture。mixture 是名词，意思是混合物、混合体或者是混合料。For example, his skincare routine involves putting a mixture of honey and egg whites on his face. 他每天的肌肤保养包括将蜂蜜和蛋白混合物擦在脸上。再来，我们来看 mix。mix 就是 mixture 前面那个 mix。当它是 mix 出现的时候呢，它是动词，意思是使混合或者是拌合。OK, 就是搅拌把它混在一起的意思。For example, you can make honey mustard by mixing Dijon mustard, honey, and mayonnaise together. 将法式芥末、蜂蜜和美乃滋混合在一起就是蜂蜜芥末。再来，我们来看下一个单字 ,material。material。material 是名词，意思是材料或是原料。For example,I love the pattern of this shirt, but I dislike the material of it. 我喜欢这件衣服的图案，但我不喜欢它的材质。再来，我们来看下一个单字 ,waterproof。waterproof。waterproof 是形容词，意思是防水的或是不透水的。For example, these boots are not waterproof. You can't wear it when it's raining. 这双靴子不是防水的，你不能在下雨的时候穿。那当一个字后面加上 proof, P-R-O-O-F 的时候呢，就是指防什么什么东西的，或是耐什么什么东西的。For example, fireproof, proof 前面加上 fire 就是指防火的，或是 bulletproof 就是防弹的，防子弹的。Soundproof 就是隔音的。OK, 什么东西加上 proof 就是防什么什么的，耐什么什么的。OK, 补充起来。再来，我们来看下一个单字 ,utensil。utensil。Utensil 是名词，意思是厨房或家用的器具或是用具。Okay, for example, in this class, we'll learn dining etiquette and the purpose of every utensil. 在这堂课中，我们学餐桌礼仪和每一种餐具的用意。不知道大家小时候有没有参加过那个西餐礼仪课？我记得很清楚，那个时候就很开心，因为可以吃西餐。Okay guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. I hope you liked the song in the intro. Be sure to watch the video today, leave a comment and a recording. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.